A newly discovered painting by Francis Hodgkins was sold last night in Auckland for $260,000. The 115-year-old work was among the main attractions at a keenly watched art auction, which also included works by the ever-elusive Banksy and two by C.F. Goldie. Other works, not all, went for better amounts than earlier estimates, but it was the one watercolour of a woman climbing the steps in Venice that generated the most attention. Well, Francis Davies, a director of the Auckland's International Art Centre, is with us now. Morena.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Lovely to talk to you. This sounded pretty exciting. From what I read, that's quite a bit more, that $260,000 figure, than the early estimates.
Look, Corin, it was just magnificent and very, very gratifying. For Richard and the staff of International Arts Centre last night and everyone that was with us in the room and on our wonderful app, you know, we now have this terrific technology. It was just magnificent, and that painting really spoke volumes. It was very poignant that it was repatriated to New Zealand from Italy. It was a lost painting. The experts, Mary Pissler, were unaware of its existence and very, very excited, you know, when it arrived on our premises. And, of course, it was welcomed with open arms.
Right.
It was really a big part of the International Arts Centre.
Yes, well, if I just interrupt you for a second, you mentioned that the new technology, so I'm guessing there were people from around the world. Has the artwork stayed in New Zealand, or is it in New Zealand ownership?
Yes, we're very, very pleased to report that everything indicates that that painting will be remaining here in New Zealand. It's had a long journey, Paris, Venice, many, many years with the Italian family, and now back to its, the birthplace of the artist Francis Hodgkins.
Any other details about the buyer? Is it a museum or a private buyer?
I can't really say that, Corin, but I can say a very good result, not just price-wise, but ticking all the boxes for the painting and for New Zealand in general, because, you know, it is a national treasure.
Well, that sounds encouraging.
You'd be happy, Corin.
Okay, so I might be able to see. I'm taking a guess that I might be able to see it one day on a wall somewhere, so that's good to hear. Tell me about the art market, though, because is the interest in this painting, is it a reflection of the fact that we've seen, asset classes across the board very popular with a lot of money floating around the world, so they've tended to go into art, or is it the artist that has drawn the money here?
You know, it really is a combination of both, but in our 50 years of trading, International Arts Centre, the message is very, very clear and it doesn't alter. You offer quality and you get the results. And last night's offering was an extremely high quality offering of contemporary works. You know, Michael Illingworth very rarely comes on the market. Binny, a wonderful Robert Ellis, and of course, Illingworth, and supported by Goldie and Blomfield and the traditional artists. So you offer quality.
Oh, fantastic stuff.
The results.
Francis, thank you very much. Francis Davies there, Director at Auckland's International Arts Centre.